This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry directs all the health workers to continue their work in the public holidays as well. Far West government urges people not to cross border at least 1 week. And North Korea fires 2 projectiles into sea. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said the government will take every possible step to contain, control and thwart the possible coronavirus pandemic. Addressing the nation yesterday evening regarding the government's steps to prevent, control and thwart the possible coronavirus outbreak, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli said the government has managed required human resources, medicines and equipment at all the hospitals across the country with high priority. The Prime Minister also announced about the international flight restrictions from 22nd March to 31st March. He said the government had imposed the international flight ban considering the health and safety of the people in the country. He also said health checks had been managed at the borders with compulsory health check provision of every individual at the border checkpoints. The Prime Minister also said all the non-essential services should close from 22nd March to 3rd April. The Prime Minister also said long-distance vehicles will be stopped from plying for some time starting from 23rd March. Prime Minister Oli said the government would announce further steps after observing the situation of the pandemic. Ministry of Health and Population had directed all the health workers and staffs not to leave Kathmandu Valley and to be present in the office. According to Joint Secretary of Ministry of Health and Population, Pramod Simkhada, the government had directed all the staffs to attend the office during the public holidays for the prevention of coronavirus. Health Ministry had directed 18 offices working in different health sectors to continue their work during the public holidays and to not to leave the Kathmandu Valley. The number of Nepalis returning from across the border is increasing at the Garhwa-Chauki transit. Nearly 3,000 Nepalis returned from India through this western transit point this morning, said DSP at District Police Office, Kanchanpur, Rabindranath Paudel. As a result, health personnel at the health desks are finding it difficult to screen the incoming Nepalis. A health team from Bhimdata Municipality and Nepali Army are carrying out the health screening. Due to huge crowd of people in the border crossing, vehicular movement has also been affected. Meanwhile, entry towards India from Garhwa-Chauki transit in Kanchanpur has been closed. Only Indians wishing to return are being allowed to cross the border point, said DSP Paudel. The state government is to establish 1,000-bed capacity quarantine facility in the state. With the support of Nepali Army, the state government is setting up 600-bed quarantine in Midwestern University premises and 400-bed in Red Nepal premises. Furthermore, the state government had decided to allocate Rs. 500 million to set up a fund for immediate disaster management. The expenses in response to coronavirus infection will be made through the fund, said the government spokesperson Bimala KC. Likewise, the government had decided to put any foreigner entering the state into 14-day mandatory quarantine. Supply of daily essentials will be facilitated and regular information shall be disseminated through the use of media including social networking sites. The Far West state government has urged the Nepali citizen not to visit India at least for a week when the spread of global pandemic of coronavirus accelerates. A meeting of the Coronavirus Control and Directive Committee held till Friday night at the Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers decided to call on the citizen not to cross the Nepal-India border in the state at least 1 week. Besides, the meeting agreed to make the health assistance desks established along the transit points more effective. The meeting also discussed about required preparation in case of an outbreak of the virus. On the occasion, Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta directed stakeholders concerned to take measures for the control of the coronavirus outbreak and its well management. The Chief Minister, who is also the chair of state-level Corona Control Committee, said the meeting decided to increase the number of high surveillance rooms for the probable suspected in the state. Although there are some isolation wards in all the 9 districts of the province, preparations are being made to set up more isolation wards in Dhangadi of Kailali and Mahendranagar. With the view to ward off potential outbreaks of coronavirus, the state-run government had decided to set up 50-bed hospital along with 10-bed ventilator facility in a partnership with Nepal Army, the Armed Police Force and Nepal Police at the building of National Trading Limited within a week. State-run government has also decided to close all the border crossings with India by urging the federal government. The government said it upheld its already circulated decision to end bigger gatherings all over the state. The state government decided to do so in Chief Minister Sirdhan Rai late cabinet meeting Friday afternoon at state capital Biratnagar. The state cabinet meeting also decided to upgrade medical laboratories of Dharan-based B.P. Koirala Institute of Health Sciences and Biratnagar-based Kochi Zonal Hospital. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of the Tarai region. Similarly, the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and central regions. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Young people are not immune from coronavirus and must avoid socializing and communicating it to older, more vulnerable people, the World Health Organization has warned. Over 11,000 patients have died from the COVID-19 respiratory illness worldwide. Nearly 250,000 patients have tested positive overall. The WHO chief's remarks follow reports that young people in many countries are being complaints about health warnings because of the greater vigor to the virus among older patients. The coronavirus outbreak was first recorded in China in December, but now the center of the pandemic is Europe. The death toll from the new coronavirus has surpassed 5,000 in Europe, the new epicenter of the pandemic, with Italy, Spain and Germany reporting a steep rise in infection and as a worldwide fatality surge past 11,000 today. Italy announced 627 more deaths on Friday, the biggest day-to-day increase in the country's four-week epidemic and a day after surpassing China's death toll. The number of deaths in Italy has now reached 4,032. Spain's death toll has also increased to more than 1,000, while in Iran the number on fatalities hit another grim milestone of more than 1,400 as the country marks the beginning of the Persian New Year. An estimated 235,000 people have been affected by the coronavirus globally and close to 10,000 have been confirmed dead, according to World Health Organization. North Korea has fired two projectiles into the sea, according to South Korea's military. It said the projectiles appear to be short-range ballistic missiles. They were launched early today from Pyongyang province towards the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. North Korea launched multiple missiles as part of firing drills earlier this month. The US and China have called on Pyongyang to return to talks on ending its nuclear and missile programs. It described the action as extremely inappropriate at the time when the world was dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry directs all the health workers to continue their work in the public holidays as well. Far West government urges people not to cross border at least 1 week, and North Korea fires two projectiles into sea. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.